Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's rebuke is about history. We say history repeats itself. But how can it do anything else when so much of it has been erased, hidden, or rewritten? The question is not only, why is history hidden? The real question is, do we even want the truth? Because truth will set you free, but it will sting before it liberates. Generations before us fought, bled, and died for truths we now take for granted. Yet much of that history has been whitewashed, silenced, or distorted. We build monuments to half-truths. We teach our children edited stories. We repeat slogans while ignoring the roots. And then we wonder why cycles of injustice, violence, and oppression keep repeating. But here's the sting. Sometimes it's not just them hiding history. Sometimes it's us. Because truth is inconvenient. Truth disrupts comfort. Truth demands responsibility. For a long time, my aunt on my mother's side told me stories I didn't think I wanted to know. She'd say my maternal grandmother, born in New Bern, North Carolina, was partly Native American. One day she'd say Choctaw, another day she'd say Blackfoot. I still don't know which is true. The official paper trail is thin. The birth certificates we have were created long after she was born. Were they accurate? Were names corrected? Were identities altered to fit a safer story? One aunt told me her name was really Mugray, not Margaret. Why change the name? What did the erasure protect? Whose versions were elevated and whose versions were buried? I have more questions than answers. I have been actively researching both sides of my family tree for years. Every new discovery flips a page, opens a wound, or offers a piece of light. And with each piece, I see how personal history, the small details of a name, a certificate, a remembered story, are not small at all. They are the threads that hold a family's truth together. This is not a family curiosity exercise. This is the consequence of hiding. When a name is changed, when a record is altered, when a story is smoothed into something easier to bear, a piece of truth is lost. And that loss ripples outward. The erased name becomes an erased right, an erased grief, an erased contribution. The hidden truth becomes a wound in the collective field. So I ask you again, do we really want truth? Or do we want illusions that keep us comfortable while the cycles keep spinning? And let me bring this right into the present. We are watching politicians and institutions insist that their versions of events, their distortion, be recorded as the official truth. They will tell you what you saw, what you remember, and what you felt, and then insist you were wrong. They are determined to have their rewriting stand. The bigger question is, will we let them? What is the cost of turning away why history is being rewritten? What is the cost of shrugging and saying someone else will sort it out while other people's names, stories, and rights are smoothed into an easier narrative? This is not abstract. It shows up in textbooks, in monuments, in the laws we accept, and in the text we treat as immutable. It shows up in how communities remember or fail to remember who they are and what they sacrificed. When you let someone else decide which facts count, you surrender part of your soul to a story that might not be true. And let me be honest and provocative here, not to spread unverified claims, but to make you feel the point. Suppose a powerful editor of a sacred text had personal motives or blind spots that shape the version you read every Sunday. Suppose names were changed, emphasis altered, voices edited out. If that were true and you accepted that edited version as the single source of spiritual truth, what would that do to your theology, your moral imagination, and your sense of justice? I don't need to prove the rumor to make the point. The point is the power of accepted text and accepted narrative. The question for you isn't, was King James X or Y? The question is, if a canonical text was edited by imperfect people for imperfect reasons, how has passively accepting that version shaped you? Because whether we're talking about family names or sacred scriptures or official histories, the mechanism is the same. Give one version authority and you give it the power to shape generations. If this material lands on you and you feel a pull to act rather than panic, here are sovereign, disciplined next steps that you can practice to get to your own personal truth. Faith check. Don't freak out. Treat provocative claims as invitations to study, not final verdicts. Read multiple translations and editions. Compare how different versions render the same passage or the same historic moment. Differences reveal editorial choices. Consult scholarship, not just hot takes. Look to textual critics, historians, and reputable academic work on translation history and source texts. Trace the lineage of the claim. Who first asserted it? How did it spread? What evidence is offered? Hold your integrity, honest doubt, and disciplined curiosity. Allow your heart to feel the sting of a revision, then steward your response with research and prayer. Local work. Start in your house. Get your family history straight. Preserve documents. Interview elders. Record stories. Public history begins with private reclamation. John 8:32 says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." But here's the rebuke. Truth can only set you free if you're willing to face it. You cannot be liberated by a truth you ignore. You cannot be healed by a history you erase. You cannot walk in freedom while clinging to illusions. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Destruction doesn't just come from what enemies hide. It comes from what we refuse to know, from the records we never research, from the stories we don't want to hear, from the scriptures we accept without asking, What's missing? What was edited? And what was erased? Isaiah 59:14 says, "So justice is driven back and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter." When truth stumbles, justice falters. When honesty is barred from the record, righteousness stands far off. That's what happens when we let history be hidden. Families lose their names. Nations lose their compass. Believers lose their clarity. So here's the sacred rebuke. Do not hide what God has revealed. Do not silence what history still cries out. Do not trade freedom for comfort, because truth unfaced will always turn into chains. Metaphysically, truth is light. Illusion is shadow. And here's the sting. When history is hidden, the energy doesn't disappear, it festers. Every name erased leaves a vibration of absence. Every story silenced leaves a vibration of distortion. Every record altered leaves a vibration of confusion. The energy doesn't vanish. It lingers in the field until it is acknowledged. That's why cycles repeat. Because what is unhealed must return again and again until it's faced. Think of it like a river. You can dam the water. You can divert the flow. You can even pretend the river isn't there. But the pressure builds. And one day, that dam will break. History is the same. Truth pressed down will always push back up. Neville Goddard taught that imagination creates reality. If we accept illusions, we create worlds where illusions govern us. If we accept rewritten history, we live in realities built on distortion. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Man can only be what he sees himself to be, and only attain what he sees himself attaining." If what we see of history is half a story, then what we believe is half a truth, and living in half-truths keep us half-free. So here's the sacred rebuke. Hidden history is hidden energy, and energy hidden is energy bound. But when truth is faced, energy is released. The vibration rises. The cycle breaks. The wound heals. The truth doesn't just set you free in scripture. It realigns your frequency and spirit. Here's the sacred rebuke. What is hidden will keep repeating until it is faced. Yes. It stings to learn your grandmother's name was changed. It stings to realize records were altered. It stings to admit politicians are rewriting history in front of our eyes. But the sting is not the end. It is the beginning. Because truth, once faced, becomes freedom. Illusion, once exposed, loses its grip. History, once remembered, becomes a guide instead of a wound. Let it sting so it can save. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. Think of a wound. If you cover it and never clean it, infection sets in. But if you open it, let the air and light touch it, cleansing begins. History works the same way. When you expose what has been hidden, healing becomes possible, not just for you, but for generations. That's the turning point. Remembering is resistance. Facing history is liberation. Truth is the key that unlocks the cycle and sets us free. So take a deep breath here. Hold it. And then let it out. Now let's open your journal and let the sting become clarity. Number one, what stories in my family have been hidden, altered, or left unsaid? Where have I inherited silence instead of truth? How have I benefited from illusions in history? Have I ever accepted a version of the story because it was easier to carry? Number three, what is the cost of not knowing? How has hidden history in my family, my community, or my nation kept me bound, confused, or repeating cycles? Number four, what truth am I afraid to uncover? What do I imagine will happen if I face them head on? Number five, what would freedom look like if I embraced the whole story? How might healing, clarity, and sovereignty expand if I stopped avoiding and started remembering? Now here's some affirmations. Repeat after me and let them rise in your spirit. I choose truth even when it stings. Illusion will not keep me bound. What is hidden is revealed. What is silenced is remembered. I honor the names, the stories, the roots that were erased. Truth frees me. Truth heals me. Truth strengthens me. I will not trade comfort for clarity. I know who I play for, and I rise in the light of truth. Now close your eyes. Take another slow, deep breath in and let it out gently. Picture yourself standing in a long, dim hallway. On either side are locked boxes. Some are dusty. Some are sealed shut. Each one holds a piece of history, a name erased, a story untold, a truth edited out. Notice how heavy the air feels in this hallway, how silence itself seems to weigh on your shoulders. Now imagine a golden key in your hand. You walk to the first box and unlock it. As the lid opens, a stream of light pours out, filling the hallway. You walk to another box, open it, and more light floods the space. Each truth you face brightens the room. With every box opened, the heaviness lifts. The hallway, once dark and suffocating, becomes radiant and expansive. You realize the weight wasn't the boxes themselves. It was the hiding. Now whisper to yourself, what is hidden is revealed. What is silenced is remembered. Truth frees me. Truth heals me. Truth strengthens me. Now take a deep breath in. Feel the light of truth expand in your chest. Exhale, releasing every illusion you've carried. Now open your eyes, carrying the light of truth with you. That's the sacred rebuke. Hidden history binds us. Silent stories wound us. And illusions keep us repeating the same cycles. So let it sting, so it can save. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. Because truth will always rise. What is hidden will be revealed. And what is silenced will be remembered. And when you face truth, you don't just heal the past, you free the future. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in clarity, in courage, and in light of truth. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.